This is GamerCast episode 357, Terraria Returns. This is the show recorded on the 7th of October, 2013. Hello, I'm your host, my name is Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I couldn't do that.
No,
I didn't know what you were going to say.
It was a bit last minute, wasn't it?
Yeah. I knew what you meant, though.
I was trying to get Catherine to mime the words. But
I knew what you meant.
I guess it didn't happen, did it?
Sorry.
Sad times. Right, so let's just get on with the news, shall we?
Now for the news.
So, to start off this week, as you get from the title, Terraria 2's kind of been announced through an interview.
Terraria.
So Rock Paper Shotgun had an interview with Andrew Spinks, who is the creator of Terraria, and he told them how he's super excited about starting Terraria 2. It's going to have a lot in common with the original, however it's going to be quite different as well. He wants to expand on the whole universe. So one of the things that he wants to do for Terraria 2, which I think sounds interesting, is an infinite world. So you're not stuck within one location. So you can go, I guess, between other people's places. I'm not sure how they'd really do that. And he wants to change things like how loot works and stuff like that as well. But it's a long way off. He's still playing around with the original Terraria, doing updates.
After he said he was doing no more updates.
Well,
suddenly promises of more money has got his attention.
Well, he said how he might start working on the sequel in about 3 or 4 months' time, and that there won't be any crowdfunding related to it.
Don't need to do any crowdfunding. No.
And he wants to make it on his own, or with as small a team as possible, and spend as little money as possible on making it as well. Because apparently he did the first game in 4 months, and the only people he really paid for it was some audio people to do the sounds for him. I didn't realise that Terraria was made by mainly one guy in 4 months.
It's the advantage of the XNA framework it was built in, which is now being discontinued. Well, not discontinued, but let's just say it's no longer being developed.
Yeah, apparently his personal preference is that he never wants to be in a position where he needs to get money to fund his games.
He's got plenty of money now, hasn't he?
I'm sure he's made a fair bit from Terraria.
How many copies did we buy?
We bought 4.
4 copies? Just 2 of us?
In a bundle pack.
So yeah, don't moan that you don't have enough money.
I think I've got a spare one still, haven't I? Actually, no, I gave that away, didn't I?
Yeah, whatever, let's get a move on, shall we?
Next up...
So let's just switch over to Catherine Cam.
Catherine Murdochin. So to start off, Wolf Among Us has had a kind of announced trailer released. You can check it out on the GamerCast website. And in true Telltale fashion, they're doing their standard kind of, you can pre-order it now, you get 10% off the season pass, and as well as that, when the full game's been released, they'll send you a DVD disc thingamabob of the whole game in a nice case, like Telltale just always do, if anyone's ever bought games directly from Telltale before, and it's usually got free shipping, I believe. So that's quite nice, and you can check that out. They haven't confirmed the date for it yet. But presumably it will be quite soon. And yeah, it'll be quite nice. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm not a Fables person. It's based on the Fables comics from DC. But it'll be interesting to see what they do with it. On other Telltale news as well. From now on, I guess, until forever. They haven't said it's for a window. You can download the first episode of Walking Dead for free now on Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network. I remember, was it that the first episode was free when it came out, or was it like it was 200 Microsoft points? I think it was 200, wasn't it? Paul doesn't really remember. But I bought it. I remember picking it up. It must have been that it was cheap. But now you can get the first episode for free. And the season pass has now dropped down to whatever the equivalent of $15 is, which is fairly cheap for all 5 episodes of Walking Dead. I actually started playing it again the other day. I played episode 2. So now I've got 3, 4, and 5 to do. As I haven't finished it yet because I'm really, really bad. But I bought them ages ago, to be fair. Next up, some simulator news, as we haven't really had much simulator news recently. Giants and Focus Home, so Giants, the people that make it, have announced that they're releasing, I think it's kind of like the expansion stuff that was released, yep. On the Xbox 360 version, well, on the console version, which was the American Dream side of things. It's called the American Dream.
Oh dear.
Yeah, so the expansion is called Farming Simulator 2013 Titanium, the American Dream.
Let's kill all the Indians and build these really inefficient farms on their land.
But yeah, so it allows you to enjoy having a farm in an American style setting, doubling the size of the gameplay area and bringing a total of 150 agricultural machines. So yeah, big fields, new vehicles. Coming out October 10th. In retail stores and available through various digital platforms as well. So that comes out, what, Thursday this week? I'm not sure why it comes out Thursday. You'd think it'd come out Friday. Although nowhere mentions that as coming out. Maybe that's an American release, I'm not sure. It's hard to tell.
Yankee Doodle Land.
Next up, Warlock 2 The Exiled has been announced. So Warlock Master the Arcane was a fantasy
game.
Hex-based strategy game. So similar to, what, Civ?
Civ 5.
So it looks very similar to Civ, but it's all fantasy and, like, magic and really quite brightly coloured. And I played a bit of it. I know Charlotte played it. Charlotte really enjoyed it. I played a little bit of it at a preview event, I remember. That must have been like a couple of years ago now. Yeah, and so they've announced the new one, Warlock 2 The Exiled. It's going to have single player campaign, multiplayer with PvP, and co-op with PvE as well. Scheduled for release in spring 2014 for PC. There's a trailer on the Gamercast website, which is actually quite funny. Because of Turtles. I didn't say Turtles. But yeah, you should check it out. It's only really like a teaser. It's kind of saying how there's like fireballs and turtles and all these different monsters and stuff like that. Next up, some more Paradox based news, because Warlock's Paradox published game. War of the Vikings is now available on Steam Early Access. So anyone who gets the game via that, you'll get 10% off the regular. Oh, wait. No, that's finished now. So you can get it through Steam Early Access. The game itself doesn't come out until the first quarter of next year for PC, but you'll be able to play in there. Last thing I knew it was alpha. I'm not sure. Yeah, it's still in. Oh no, it's past the alpha stage now. But yeah, so check that out on Steam. Search for War of the Vikings. So this is made by the same people that made War of the Roses, as we mentioned previously. But instead, it's, you know, Vikings and Saxons and stuff like that. Next up, another PC game. There's a lot of PC news. Actually, well, this is kind of almost the end of the PC news. A lot of the news this week is Nintendo's. Nintendo did their direct presentation last week. But so for anyone who's looking forward to Goodbye Deponia, and likes an adventure game, like point and click style adventure game, or you're tempted by the Deponia series, if you now pre-order Goodbye Deponia, you will get a copy of the prequel, Chaos and Deponia, for free, as well as a 10% discount as well for buying it. The only thing that does mean is that you won't have potentially played the first Deponia game, but you may have played the first one and not picked up the second one, and then you could pick up the third one and get the second one for free. And for pre-order it's $16.99, so you get two games for that price at the moment. Or there's the premium edition, which is £20. And it's coming out October 18th, which is fairly soon, on Windows and Macintosh. So now on with the Nintendo news. So I actually thought their direct presentation last week was actually pretty good. I missed out on it at 3 o'clock, because I completely forgot that it was happening, and I ended up watching it like in the evening of the same day. But so there was a lot of kind of release dates and like smallish announcements and stuff like that. So Legend of Zelda: A Link Between Worlds, which is the upcoming Nintendo 3DS Zelda game, where it's in a top-down style, not the same of course as A Link to the Past, which the game is loosely based around, or like a spiritual sequel or something along those lines too. But it's also got a mechanic where you can become a flat part of the scenery, so you can become this kind of hand-drawn style Link that can then walk along walls and stuff like that. So you're in a 2D plane as well as the 3D plane.
That sounds interesting.
Well, it's different. And some people are saying they don't like that, and some people are saying they do like it. I played it at New Gamer Expo. I thought it was okay. I'm still not 100% sold on the visual style, though. But either way, they've announced it's coming out November 22nd this year, and that's a 3DS exclusive game. They announced a brand new Kirby game for the 3DS, so this is nice. It's a great trailer because it's got the wonderful Kirby music playing in the background. You can check it out on the Gamecast website. We've got the snippet from the direct presentation, which has the Kirby trailer in it. And yeah, it looks really nice. 3DS only, new Kirby platformer. Kirby's needed a nice proper platformer for a while now, especially because Kirby's kind of roots, at least for me, were on the Game Boy. Of course, Kirby was released on a multitude of platforms, but I remember it mainly as a handheld game. So it's nice to see Kirby coming back to have a proper handheld title. But it's not coming out until 2014, and the title hasn't even been announced. Whether it's just Kirby, or they're going to put something else in it, I'd imagine they'd put something
Kirby's else. Epic Yarn 2.1.
Well, they're doing a Yoshi Yarn game.
Yoshi's Epic Yarn featuring Kirby.
Next up, Super Mario 3D World. So they showed a
featuring
new trailer.
Featuring Luigi.
They showed a new trailer for this, which is the upcoming Wii U Super Mario 3D Land transition to 3D World. So that's from the DS game to the Wii game. But they made it absolutely crazy. The trailer is strange. The amount of characters... It's either the characters you play as or the power-ups that you can pick up, but it doesn't feel like normal Mario, but in a good way. At first I was just like, oh, it's just a port of some variety. But it actually looks really quite interesting if you check out the trailer. And they announced it's coming out on the 29th of November. I'm not sure if that was officially confirmed before or not, but they also announced two nice Wii controllers, so Wii remotes, which are Motion Plus ones. One's a Mario one and one's a Luigi one, so one's red, one's green. The plus and the minus buttons are yellow dots because of the dots on their dungreases, and I thought it was really quite nice. It's got the little M or the L depending on which one you get, and they're coming out on the 8th of November if anyone needs any Wii remotes, because of course the Wii U requires Wii remotes. Super Smash Brothers, they announced that Sonic is now a playable character again, because he was a playable character in Super Smash Bros. Brawl, and that's available. He'll be in the Wii and 3DS versions.
I don't see how they should make him a playable character, because he would obviously unbalance the entire game.
He looked pretty cool from the trailers.
It would
a lot of
unbalance the game.
Because he's too
fast. Sonic the Hedgehog, he would just win. You know, if Nintendo had dumbing him down to make him comparable to all the retard characters they have in their games, you know, then it's unfair to Sega, and I think Sega should not let Nintendo license him.
Next up, they announced that Scribblenauts Unlimited is actually coming out in the UK soon.
Featuring Kirby.
I didn't realise this hadn't come out. I played Scribblenauts Unlimited back at like a Wii U event thing shortly after E3, what, in 2011? No. 2012? When did the Wii U come out? 2012.
When did Wii U?
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah, 2012. So I played it like over a year ago, and it's finally coming out on the Wii U and the 3DS on the 6th of December. It's been out in America for ages. Not sure why they really had a delay. Another game's been delayed, which is Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. I played this at Eurogamer. I thought it was lots of fun. One of the levels I played was really quite clever. Yes?
I've got an alternate title suggestion.
What?
Nintendo Land.
If you want.
Since all we've been talking about for the last 10 minutes, Nintendo.
That's because there was a direct presentation.
Nintendo.
Nintendo
Direct.
Donkey Kong.
Important press. We're going direct to you.
Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze has been delayed until early 2014. It was originally coming out at the end of this year. Bravely Default, which is the upcoming Square Enix RPG for the Nintendo 3DS, has been given a release date of the 6th of December. They're also doing a collector's edition, which they will be kind of revealing later on. They just said they're doing a special collection. They didn't really say anything more on that. But they did announce that they're doing an exclusive art book, which will be available for pre-order for people who pre-order the game. This was during the Europe part of the presentation, so presumably that will be from retailers in the UK. So that's cool. They also announced that Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Dual Destinies will be coming out on the 24th of October on the Nintendo eShop, which is a new game in the Phoenix Wright franchise where there's like this girl who's got psychic abilities, and it's with the other guy. I can't think what their names are. Last time I played a Phoenix Wright game was actually the first one, so I'm probably bad by not playing the others, even though I own them all.
Phoenix Wright.
There's also a free demo available for Dual Destinies if you want to give it a play, which launched, I think it was just at the end of the presentation. And that's all the Nintendo news. Yay, Nintendo is finished. That's it. No more Nintendo news. I still got a few more bits, but I thought I'd just announce the end of the Nintendo segment.
Okay.
Next up, Soma has kind of been, well, it's been put out there. So Soma is the name of presumably what Frictional Games' next game will be. Frictional Games made Amnesia, The Dark Descent on the PC, and they also made the Penumbra series, which was two games and some expansions. And they've got a website which is called nextfrictionalgame.com, and it kind of says like Soma at the top, and they've been releasing these kind of what feels like a viral video, but it's not really, it feels like it's actually introducing to what the game's going to be about. But unlike their previous games, it's got a bit more of a sci-fi setting. I've posted both the videos on the Gamercast website if you want to check them out.
Gamercast.net.
I highly recommend them if you're kind of interested in something kind of weird and sci-fi and probably about robotic AI. At least that's what I presume it's.
Robotic AI as opposed to software AI?
Well, as in full-on robots. But, like, it seems to be, the things in all the videos are kind of robots that seem to have been, like, defunct for some reason. But you're not sure why, and you're kind of looking from a distance because it's like a kind of faraway shot, so you can't really fully make out exactly what you're looking at. But I think they're really quite interesting to watch. I highly recommend them. Like, the first one's 5 minutes long, the second one's 4 minutes long.
Check them out.
And they're really well made. For a small company as well. So that's cool. I recommend you check those out. Gamecast website, we've got them up on there. Ubisoft have announced another Assassin's Creed collection. Another one called Assassin's Creed Heritage Collection. This will be available on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. And it is a compilation of the 5 previous Assassin's Creed games and will be available from November 8th. So that's a week after the launch of Assassin's Creed 4. And it will come with Assassin's Creed. Has that got expansions? I don't know. Assassin's Creed 2 Game of the Year Edition, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Assassin's Creed Revelations, and Assassin's Creed 3. They really need to release them all over again. They did that like last year, didn't they? I'm sure. Just before Assassin's Creed 3
came
out.
Does anyone even care about Assassin's Creed anymore?
Surely most people have already played the previous
Milked
games.
Milked to death.
I am actually looking forward to the new one.
What? The non-Assassin's Creed game that Ubisoft thought, oh darn, we better rebrand this as Assassin's Creed. No thanks.
Well, like, it's got a lot of what Far Cry 3 had in it.
So yeah, it's annoying. Ubisoft are just re-releasing the same game over and over again.
Yeah, but you just need to look at their games to see that all their assets are spread amongst all their other games. They've all got similar UI. They're all very samey.
Sorry, you ruined Silent Hunter, Ubisoft. Game over.
The thing with Assassin's Creed 4, though, is that they obviously realised what did well in Far Cry 3 because of how successful it was, and they've merged the things together, and now all the Assassin's Creed fans are all like, oh, I didn't want all this stuff in here, this isn't Assassin's Creed. It's like, they've made it better from the looks of it.
In some people's opinion.
I think it looks good, I'm interested in it. And the whole kind of no loading stuff sounds crazy.
No loading. Well, we'll see about that, won't we?
During gameplay.
No. Well, that's not difficult, is it?
Yeah, it is.
GTA. Skyrim only loads if you go into a different environment. If you're outside, you can walk anywhere with no load screens.
Yeah, and that's kind of what Assassin's Creed's doing.
Same could be said for Morrowind.
But you can go on a boat, go Dagger for a sail,
had no load
go
game.
Dive
no
underwater, do some
loaded.
Swimming, go up on an island, go into a town.
It's a bit like GTA then.
Yeah, well, the thing is,
high tech stuff.
You know they've been working on GTA 5 for a very long time.
I would actually say GTA is very low tech.
But to get it where it is, that's taken them a while.
Well, what do you expect to happen? You just walk along, and then you're walking down this road, and then boom, load screen, then 20 second load. Like, no game where you're outside in the city has had load screens for ages.
Yeah, but with Assassin's Creed 3, it had to load in the ship segments.
So?
In Far Cry, it had to load in different things.
That's just because decisions they made during development.
Okay.
If you want to not have load times, you don't need to have load times. Personally, I would have the load time, because then you can ensure better performance, because you're not having to flipping load while you're playing. I would dump everything into RAM straight away. But obviously on the current gen consoles, it's a little bit difficult with such limited memory space.
And then finally for this week, there's another Humble Bundle, which I thought I'd mention.
Humble Bundle.
So the weekly bundle. It's only got a couple of days left. But
it's got some decent games in it.
Yep. Two games
Supreme
that you like.
Supreme Commander and Supreme Commander Forged Alliance. I don't know what the rest of the games are, but...
Yeah, as well as that, you've got Red Faction Armageddon.
Pass.
The Guild 2.
Pass.
Neighbours from Hell Compilation.
Pass.
And if you pay more than $6, you also get Painkiller, Hell and Damnation, Arcania, Darksiders 2, and Spellforce 2, Faith in Destiny.
Supreme Commander, fantastic strategy game.
Which you could get for, like, what, $1 or whatever, if you want to pay as little as possible. Or if we want to pay more money, you can do that. I can't think of who it was. It was Nordic Games Bundle.
Nordic Games. So yeah, buy that humblebumble.mumble.
And you can have Spring Commander. Com.
On Steam. For download in the future. Now there's a good game. Multi-monitor support. Dual core support, well, even like multi core support, which back then a lot of games wouldn't bother supporting. 64 bit address space aware, so you didn't run into the annoying 2 gigabyte, not 64 bit, large address aware, so you didn't run into the 2 gigabyte limit on 32 bit systems.
GPG net, there you go.
GPG net.
I just don't remember what it was called.
GPG net. Yes, fantastic game, Supreme Commander, probably the most fun non-competitive strategy game, because I wouldn't say you could be competitive at it, because let's just do this wacky build, let's just do this crazy thing, because there's so many things, like, you can't counter everything. It's not like StarCraft where everything balances out everything. They were like, to hell with balance. Okay, it's relatively balanced, but we're not going to nitpicky like 2% changes to balance it. They're just like, let's just put loads of fun units in here.
Releases this week.
Okay, so we've got quite a few games coming out this week.
Beyond Two Souls from the makers of Heavy Rain. Quantic Dream comes Beyond Two Souls.
So yeah, the game I'm most looking forward to this week is Beyond Two Souls. This is PlayStation 3 exclusive title. It's the next game from Quantic Dream, as Paul just said, which
Where's
is David Cage and his company. It could be interesting. It could be bad. Who knows what it's going to be? I have no idea.
I've already played it.
I haven't looked at anything for it. I could play the demo if I wanted to. I don't want to spoil the demo. I'm just looking forward to playing it this weekend, potentially.
No, you're not.
I imagine it will be similar to Heavy Rain in length, at a guess. So it's like a weekend affair. Or a Friday night, plus a bit of weekend.
Oh, yeah, so we'll be doing that this weekend, won't we?
You can watch me play.
Great.
And then on Saturday we have Pokemon X and Pokemon Y coming out. These are the first official Pokemon games coming out on Nintendo 3DS, right?
No,
it's not 3DS.
There's been other Pokemon games on the 3DS.
Yeah, but not a proper Pokemon.
No, you had, it was like Pokemon,
like was a Ranger game released on it, or
I want to say Rumble, but I think that's wrong.
Rumble came out on Wii U, didn't it?
Yeah, it was something weird like that.
Yeah, they've had a couple of them, haven't they? But no, not official Pokemon games.
Well, yeah, they were official in that they're officially licensed
they're
and developed
not,
by the
not
Pokemon
a,
company.
A true Pokemon.
But they're not the traditional Pokemon game.
So X and Y is the first kind of leap into that. They've done really nice 3DSs. Are they XLs, I guess? Which are Pokemon X,
yeah,
Pokemon
there's a red and blue 3DS XL, which came out a couple of weeks back.
Yep, to match with the game if you want to have a nice new 3DS XL. It's a Pokemon one. And, of course, alongside the release of Pokemon X and Y, you've got the Nintendo 2DS.
Which I had a go on the other day. And they feel really nice and really solid.
I'm still not going to buy one, though.
Well, we've got a 3DS XL. They're not aimed at us,
are they? Yeah, they're not.
They're aimed at kids who break things after 2 seconds.
So you think a kid could drop it on, like, a hard surface and it'll be okay?
Yeah. I could kill people with it. In fact, I do believe the Christians in the Last Crusade wiped out millions of Muslims with a 2DS.
Do you know how much
they just sort of chucked it, and it comes back like a boomerang, you see, and they chuck it again. They're 110.
Not bad, is it? 110 quid.
Two different colour variations. Red and white and blue and black, I think.
Because presumably a lot of parents will finally be looking at the DSs and saying, hey, that's £100. Well, I suppose a lot of parents bought DS Lite when they went cheap, didn't they?
DS Lite.
Gosh, remember the DS Lite that came out years ago?
Went cheap, and now they end up spending more money because they didn't just get the better thing straight away. They're like, oh, why did you get this one? But there's no games coming out for it anymore. Now they have to spend £80 plus £110 rather than just spending £150 before. Which is why you should always buy the latest thing.
Cool. So then we've got a few other games this week coming out.
Especially when it comes to FIFA.
So we've got Dragon's Crown coming out this week. This is a PlayStation Vita, PlayStation 3 title. This is made by the people that made... Odin Sphere. It's a lovely little game. We played it at E3. It's got a large emphasis on cooperative play. So you can have up to 4 players playing, I believe. It's a nice kind of side-on JRPG hack-and-slashy style game. So it's got... I think it has some stats to it. But it's all about hacking, slashing and killing stuff. Oh no, my screen turned off.
People in the chat room are saying they play FIFA. Bad decision.
Well, we'll have FIFA.
Yeah, I'm getting FIFA with my Xbox One.
Should we play it to try and get some G? Is there any easy G?
We'll look at the achievements.
Otherwise, I don't want it on my list.
Yeah, if I can get a few hundred G out of it. Yeah, if it's like... If I get one achievement for, say, winning a match, and that I'm only going to get, like, 5G out of it,
there's no point.
That's really affected my, like, percentage of completes.
Then next up, we've got SpongeBob SquarePants Plankton's Robotic Revenge. This is coming out on the Wii, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, Wii U, DS, and 3DS. This is a new SpongeBob game. Then we've got Turbo Super Stunt Squad on the Wii, Xbox 360, PS3, Wii U and 3DS. Turbo is an upcoming DreamWorks film about snails. Of all the things in the world, it's about snails.
Okay, well, we don't need to talk about that.
And a snail who wants
we?
To race against cars and stuff.
Matthew Windsor in the chat room says he's had 300 to 400 G in it.
But how many hours has he put into it?
A lot.
Then we've got Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 on the DS and 3DS. This is another... I think it's DreamWorks, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. I don't think it was Pixar. No. I think it was DreamWorks. Film based IP tie-in. Then we've got Moshi Monsters Katsuma Unleashed on the DS and 3DS. Because they're milking all their money for Moshi Monsters. Borderlands 2 Game of the Year Edition and Dishonored Game of the Year Edition. These are both on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3 and PC and come with all the DLC that has been released.
Sounds fun!
Yeah, so biggest release is Beyond.
And hopefully it's not.
But I reckon, I think, is Pokemon still, I think Pokemon's still quite a big release, isn't it? I know lots of people looking forward to X and Y.
Will outsell Beyond.
Yeah? To be fair, this will be the reason why some people will be buying 3DSs now, because there will be people that have been waiting for a new Pokemon game to be released on it. I'm one of those. So yeah, this, I reckon it will sell... I mean, of course it might sell 2DSs, but I reckon it will sell more 3DSs, I'd imagine. Because, I mean, I know if I hadn't bought a 3DS and I was having to buy one, I'd want an XL.
Yeah, but...
Because of the lovely screens.
You're not the target market.
I know, but if I'm a Pokemon market, I'd get an XL. I'd also get a Pokemon XL to play Pokemon.
Yeah, but if you're 10...
Oh yeah, if I was buying,
you get what you're bloody giving.
Buying a console for a 10-year-old kid, I'd give him a 2DS and throw it on the floor at them and see what happens. Be like, take this.
GamerCast does not recommend throwing your 2DS on the floor.
And you know, the kids could be like, "Pokeball, go!" and throw it on the floor and see it.
Yeah,
smash.
So we're done for this week. So I'm going to get out of here because I can't even bother. I have to get on and play games. So we'll see everyone next week for our review of GTA 5.
And maybe name that game. All those people that have been wondering what it is.
I've not had any like feedback.
Oh yeah, you
on
said
it.
You were waiting for a guest, didn't you?
Until people say, do it. I'm not going to waste half hour a week doing it.